Well, I would just make a remark on that first husband. You remember again, what was the relationship based upon? Was the first relationship with that husband based on love or responsibility? Responsibility. But the very difficult thing was, I couldn't respond, could I? I couldn't do. I think what Emo was saying, that first husband was always right. That's what the law would do. It would always show where there had been failure, but it could never give assistance or help to the one that was failing. But the second relationship was based on love, the love of the Lord Jesus. What kind of love is that, young people? Is it a love that reaches out to me only when I do what I should? Unconditional, based on unconditional love of Christ for you and I. Now, we came yesterday to see, really what we saw, I think, was a mirror. Anybody ever held a mirror up in front of your face? I'm not talking about one of these funny ones now. But a mirror is always going to tell you exactly what's there. And so I held this mirror up to my face in Romans 7. And many of us looked there and we saw that's exactly what I went through. I remember in my life. What about our list of rules? What we do with that list of rules that so often we find many people have as a guide to help them live? We determined that that was the principle of what? The law. I'm not now having a list of do's and don'ts. That's not Christianity. But I want to please the one who gave his life for me. That's my desire. So we had this call yesterday from this man. Verse 24, oh wretched. That's a strong word. Oh wretched man that I am. And then he doesn't say what shall deliver me. He's not looking to something, but he's looking for help from the person that has saved him. That's the wonderful thing, isn't it? That the one that saved me is the one that is the answer for all of the difficulties. He didn't save me and take me home to glory. He saved me and he left me here. So he cries out, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? It's a wonderful thing that when he gives that cry, he gives the answer. I thank God through Jesus Christ. There's something else on there. He is what? He is our Lord. He is the one now that I lovingly, willingly submit my life to him. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So when with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And it takes us then, and I know Emil and others will help us, to this verse 1 of chapter 8. I want you to take a little pen and mark that last part of that verse out. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. It doesn't belong in verse 1. It does belong in verse 4. What is this place that we've been brought into? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in who? In Christ Jesus. What were we in? Who was our head before? Adam. Adam was the head. I'm not in him anymore. There is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus for the principle. And that's what the word is. It's not the law of Moses there, I don't believe. It is the principle of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus will make me free. Is that going to happen when I get to heaven? What's he say? What tense is it? Hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
And highlight one principle in that whole section, and that is the who that goes all the way from verse 24, who shall deliver me? As Chuck said, it's not what. And the man that is presented, okay? You have, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the name that is given to the Lord as he came here into this world as a man. That was his earthly name. That's Jesus. Okay? Christ is, what does Christ mean? Anointed one. He's the man, Jesus, is the anointed one in heaven. Okay? Lord, he's Lord over my life. That shows ownership. Okay? If we're saying that he is Lord of my life, we're saying we belong to him. So he has rule over us. Okay? So you have Jesus, the man, Christ, the anointed one, our Lord. And then follow that thought all the way down. So now you have that person before you. Not myself. That was the struggle of the wretched man of the previous chapter. Okay? Now look at verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in who? Christ Jesus. Now it's first the anointed one, not Jesus Christ. Now it's first that anointed man, Jesus, that one that in the glory, he's risen, glorified by the Father, okay, and he's seated in the heavens, okay, and he's that man, that righteous man that has accomplished all this. He's gone on before, and he has made all of this possible that we can be here as his children, servants, though, to walk here as unto him. Okay? And so he's the one that we need to have our focus on and who should be before us.
When we finished, I think going back to verse 24, I think there was an image to be portrayed, and I think Emil was going to do that. But my understanding is that at that time, there was strapped a dead body to a living man. And just imagine the person walking around with a corpse attached to you. And just imagine the thought of that corpse decaying and so on. And yet this cry, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Is that the thought you had?
Yeah.
Is...
Let me show you what exactly happened at that time. Can I help you? Yes. Daniel, I saw Daniel. We were living in Rome, Daniel and I. Okay? And Daniel did something to bother me. So, being bad and vicious, I killed him. Okay? And we went, you know, I got arrested, I went to court. And the judge was so upset with me that I killed Daniel. He said, "You know what your punishment's going to be? I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tie him to me." He tied his hand to my hand. Okay? Tied the other hand to the other hand. That was my punishment. I have to walk around dragging him. Okay? When I go to sleep at night, I'm having a dead body with me. Now imagine that. What horrible thing it is. Now, I can't. I'm trying very hard to get him out. I can't. I try very, very hard. And I said, okay, I think if I do this or I do that, I'll be all right. I get rid of that dead body that I have. I can't. So what do? I cry. "Oh, wretched man I am. Who? I need some help. I need some help. I'm trying very hard. I know that I have that dead body that I have to walk around, drag around with me all the time. And I need help. So I cannot untie myself. I'm going to ask for help. Somebody from the outside. Who? I need some help from the outside to come and set me free." That's exactly what happened at that time in the Apostle Paul. I didn't kill him as I like him.
Bigger than you. You had no power over him.
It's really a good portrayal because the size helps. Mm-hmm. I mean, it helps us to realize pictorially the picture of the conflict that was there. Because there's no way Emil would ever be able to win that struggle. I mean, I like Emil and everything, but he's a little guy. And you see the size of this boy here, and that shows me the greatness of the enemy. Now, I think it's important to see that really chapter 8, verse 1, is a recap of what we learned in chapter 5. Chapter 8, verse 2, is a recap of what we learned in chapter 6. Chapter 8, verse 3, was the experience that we had in chapter 7. Go ahead, Emil.
No, you got to repeat that again slowly so we could write it down.
Okay.